Good morning, Gary. It's going to be warm out Warwick Farm Way where you're based, but we're at the Kenzo. Unfortunately, there's that switch of venue, which I know was a little bit disappointing for you because you had Nikki's Gold absolutely primed for what would have been the Warwick Farm meeting today. But she's in good touch. She comes to the Kenzo this afternoon, and given even luck in running, she has to be hard to beat again, Gary.
Yeah, look, I've seen there's a few scratchings already, Ray, so that makes the field size obviously down to about 10, I think, at this point.
Yep.
So that makes it a little easier when you've got a back marker at the Kenzo. You know, often they get going sort of 600 there while the turns, you know, they're sort of turning from the 600 onwards, and if the leaders get the back markers off the bit a long way from home, they all finish basically the same position that they straighten up in. It's very hard to make up ground when that happens. So I was concerned with the big field. We're going to be a long way back, but you know, obviously now, instead of being, you know, probably 10 off them, we might be 5 off them coming to the corner.
Well, what about the likelihood of a pretty firm track today, Gary? She has won on a good track, but her best form obviously is when there's a bit of give in the ground. Any issue there today?
Oh, look, it's hard to sort of work out, Ray, because I know she's been beaten plenty of times on good tracks, but if you look at her sectional, she's actually run home the fastest of the day a couple of times, you know. The first up run at Rose Hill.
Behind Seasons,
It was an enormous run. She ran in 33.2 or something. So it doesn't say that she doesn't run home. It's just been, I think, sometimes them leaders on them dry tracks get a little bit of a picnic, you know?
Yeah, they keep going, don't they?
That's
Well, she was a bit flat second up, but we saw at Warwick Farm, she was terrific, that finishing speed on the heavy, outstanding. She put two lengths on the field in the end. And how she come through that, Gary?
She's a tough bugger, I tell you. She just loves it. She loves it. She's a great horse to train like that. You know, she goes out and puts in every day. She goes to the track. She's full of energy, and yeah, she'll run well again today, no doubt. This comes down to, I suppose, you know, whether it's sectionally possible to catch the leaders.
Yeah, that's the key with the front runners on these dry tracks. Two runners in race four, and they're both at double-figure odds, but, gee, I think they're terrific chances. A Million Dreams, who was really tough on the Kenzo last start, and Above and Beyond, who just doesn't know how to run a bad race, Gary.
Yeah, look, both horses are in great form. Would have been nice for probably one more go at midweek company, but this is a nice little sort of race worth, you know, a lot of money. It's what, 58,000 plus bobs for Above and Beyond. But A Million Dreams is a New Zealand horse, and he doesn't get the bonus if he gets it. But both horses are coming off good runs and good form lines. One's drawn barrier two, and the other one's drawn a little wider, Above and Beyond. So he's got to do a little bit of work to get across. But, you know, both horses are there to do the job, and I'm looking forward to see how they go, and now they've stepped up in grade.
Yeah, A Million Dreams' last start on the Kenzo ended up in front, and talking to you during the week, you probably referred not to Lee because the horse didn't quite know what he was doing, Gary.
Yeah, exactly. He's a little bit lost. He's been one of them horses that's a bit of a fright for the horse. He's scared of his own shadow. So when he was out in front of the Kenzo, he half waited for horses to come up beside him, and he actually looked like he was headed at the top of the straight, and he fought that horse off, and then he was lucky enough to fight the second horse who came with the run. So James McDonald, one of the best judges in the world, hopped off and said he's not a leader, but we've got the job done, but he's not a leader. I'd be riding him behind next start. So from barrier two, we get that opportunity today. And yeah, he's an honest little horse, and he's owned by Max Whitby, and we're hoping maybe if he can win or run second, it might qualify a trip over to New Zealand for the Karaka. There's a big mile race for three-year-olds there.
Yeah, later this month. Yeah. Above and Beyond, been a couple of scratchings, but I think he'll come out of gate 10 at the moment. Gary, will he just try and slide across?
Yeah, look, for sure, we'll roll forward on him. He's led a couple of times to win. Just found, I was in two minds whether to step him up in distance last start, and after he went 50 yards, I realised 1,000 wasn't his go. Yeah. I should have started him over 1,200, and just lost that first 50 yards of speed that he had early in the preparation. So 1,300, different tempo. We'll just let him roll, and say he's tough, and his run on past the line last start was really good. He just kept finding the line, you know, and he's given every indication he'll get further. He's the son of Sebring, he shouldn't have any trouble with it. But, you know, I said, you don't like to jump into the Saturday company this quickly, but it's a nice race. It's a low benchmark race, and you know, it's a good chance to pick up big prize money.
No, fair enough. And just a couple of runners at Wyong today as well, Gary, rushing ahead. And is it Falave?
Falave, I think it is, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think he'll go to Orange next week, that fella, but the other filly rushing ahead will run. Yeah, so she's drawn a nice gate, and she'll take up a position. Hopefully she can run a good race for her owners today.
Terrific, yeah. And your best today, Gary?
Mickey's gold, I think, for sure. If things go to plan there, she's a classy mare. And, you know, hopefully we'd have the $300,000 bracket for her owners. Dream come true for most owners.
She's been a great money spinner already. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck today.
Thank you.